With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, all you private potters, welcome back to part two of Private Parts.
Yeah, so that was a nice 20-minute first half.
Good that you were timing.
Hey, you know, busy man.
Francis did say, because we meant to have the Wim Hof on this episode, but now we don't. So it's just... Thank God we started, but we have the lovely Soph on first half, my girlfriend. And now it's just Francis and I. But Francis did say, as we were waiting for the Hof to come on, the Wim Hof... He did say.
He's not called the Wim Hof. He's called Wim Hof.
Okay, Wim Hof. He did say before Wim Hof didn't come on. He said, Francis said, "Look, guys, just so you know, I need to leave once this podcast is finished." So, basically saying that we had to do a quick one.
No, because it was already 12:15, and I've got to drive an hour.
Hey, so all you listeners, if you don't know, Francis is in Dallas, Texas. Everybody, where are you driving to, buddy?
I'm driving up to a place outside of Dallas. I've got to go and look at something in a library.
What? What do you have to go and look at?
Some files.
why are you sounding so secretive?
Secret.
Why is it secret? Why can't you tell me and everyone who listens to the podcast?
Some things are classified, and you know, I just can't talk about them.
Okay, so you can't tell me anything?
I can't tell you anything. It's just I'm doing some detective work. So,
can I tell you what I found out is one of the most awkward things, which I haven't really had since school?
Oh yeah,
This has happened at Strictly Come Dancing Studios, is where you go to the bathroom and you need to do a number two.
Oh yeah,
and you go to the bathroom and you sit in a cubicle, and someone comes in straight afterwards and sits in the cubicle next to you.
Oh, yeah, and it's all like...
Everyone's listening, and I don't know what to do, so you just have to sort of
sit
there.
Oh, I thought you meant because, you know, the seat would be warm and they'd smell your poo.
What? Why would the seat be warm and they'd smell my poo?
Because I thought you were talking about when you left the loo.
No! Not when I...
Hey, don't go in there.
Can you hear them listening to you? Yeah, and you get different people doing different techniques. Some people don't give a shit, literally, and they just go for it. And they don't care. And other people can see you're tensing in the next door.
No, the worst is, have you ever, like, you know, say, like, the men's bathroom's been, like, full, so you've got into the ladies, and then you hear a girl come in next to you and just do the biggest, like...
I'm dancing the Charleston this week, and we have a little bit where we do a spin in the air. So we do that thing, we do like a side spin in the air almost.
And wow.
Yeah, it's great, next to each other. And we had all the people in showing us how to do it, and they went, your turn. And as I did it, I don't know what happened because I was focusing so much. I farted when I was in the air.
Wait, why are you in the air?
Because I was practicing it, and I jumped and really pushed off the ground. I just farted.
Did it get caught on camera?
It's not on camera, but everyone heard. And everyone pretended they didn't hear because they were all too embarrassed. And I apologised, and no one said anything. They just moved past it.
That happens in jiu-jitsu sometimes.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
What happened?
Someone will. You'll be. Well, I've never done it, but I've been rolling with people, and they've like farted.
Do they say anything?
Yeah.
What do they say? Do you smell that?
Yeah. Well, the weirdest thing is when they don't reference it.
When they do reference it, what do they normally say?
They say, "Oh, sorry," but then sometimes they don't reference it. So I have to say, "I've just got to go drink some water."
Why do you have to go and drink some water?
Just to have an excuse to take a break.
So you're driving to see these things tomorrow. What else has been happening?
No, not tomorrow. Like in 15 minutes.
Oh, today. Yeah. So what other things? So if you had the choice of living over there or living in London now, where would you live? Would you stay and remain over there?
Well, right now there's a lockdown in the UK.
This is true. There is a lockdown.
So obviously I would like to continue doing my... What I need to do. So
I feel sorry for everyone who's gone into lockdown. We probably need to mention it because this is this episode comes out tomorrow, but this is the first day of lockdown, and I just feel so sorry for so many people's businesses and so many people who can't see loved ones.
Businesses owned by friends of ours, you know, people we know who've built up their businesses over years, put in a lot of time and money, and now they're suffering.
Yeah, this is totally correct, and I feel like it's now more than ever, our podcast hopefully cheers people up and things like that, because this is the time that people need, you know, the kind of happiness that we supply them.
I think it's also, there's sort of more profound...
was that a bubble in your throat?
Yeah, there's a sort of, I was nearly crying. There's sort of another profound aspect of, like, you know, who's going to want to take risks to start a business?
I know.
You know, when all of this, when you know, we, for all we know, there could be another lockdown around the corner. So, like, I think there's a much more profound effect on the economy than just businesses shutting down. It's businesses not starting up.
I know. So what kind of words of advice or encouragement can we give to people in lockdown at the moment who are struggling, in whatever ways that may be, emotionally, physically, financially, whatever it is?
I guess stay strong and be positive and fight for what you believe is right.
There we go. Damn right. Hey, also listen, you mentioned in the bonus episode that you went to the gun range. How was the gun range?
Oh yeah, it was good. Yeah. Shot
a couple of caps off?
Oh yeah, I shot like probably 50 rounds. Maybe more. No, more. Probably more than 50 rounds.
Did you? What did you shoot at targets? What did you shoot at?
Yeah, shot at the targets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shot at the targets. What else are you thinking I was shooting at?
I don't know. Like cans of beans or something. I don't know. What do you?
Well, that's still a target, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a target.
Still sort of shooting it off in the air.
I always used to think that if you fired a gun in the air, the bullet would go up in the air, but then you have to run away because you don't know where it's going to land. I always used to think that.
Well, that's the truth. That's the truth, because in fact it's illegal to fire your weapon off in the air because...
Why? Because it would land on your head. It wouldn't land on your head though, would it?
Yeah, bullets come back down and kill people all the time.
No, actually, they don't. No way.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Are you serious?
Yes, yes. They're designed to fly through the air, bullets, right? So if you fire a bullet up in the air, it gains a huge amount of velocity coming back to Earth from just the gravity. So bullets that are fired in the air go back into houses and kill people.
So people have been actually injured because of it?
People have been killed from people firing weapons off in the air. Warning shots and things. Especially in built-up areas.
When I was a kid, It was one of the dumbest things we've actually ever done. I was a kid. I must have been like 8 years old. My dad had like a bow and arrow. Like a bow and arrow thing with the like, it was a proper bow and arrow.
Crossbow?
It was a proper bow and arrow thing. And I took it outside.
My dad had a bow and arrow as well.
Yeah, I don't know, like Robin Hood style. Why do you have a bow and arrow?
A longbow.
it wasn't a longbow, it was just a bow and arrow. And he took it out.
My dad had loads of longbows.
Why? In case he got under attack.
I used to fire them off the balcony out into the field.
Into the moat.
So I'd see how far I could get it into the field.
How far did you get it?
Oh, I could get it so far.
Yeah, yeah, it goes so far. So my dad had one of those things, and my friend and I went into the garden with it and just fired it straight up into the air to see what would happen. And obviously, it was going to come down. We had to run and hide.
That is so fucking dumb.
It's so stupid to do that as a kid, right? But I just didn't think. I just didn't know what I was doing. But I think...
Oh, my God. That makes me really annoyed how stupid that is.
Yeah, it was really quite dumb. It was really dumb, in fact. But I think as kids, that's what we used to do. We used to just do really dumb things without thinking.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? I feel like we're now not as reckless.
We used to have... When I was a kid, we used to have... entire wars with fireworks.
We used to fire them at each other.
We used to fire fireworks at each other.
What? like French bangers, like fireworks. Yeah. Actually, I was in France once with my great friend Georgie, with her parents and loads of our friends in a place called Carcassonne. And we went and bought these French bangers that we call them French bangers. They were like little bangers. You'd light them and throw them and they go boom and blow up. And we thought, well, this is going to be really funny. What's going to happen is we're going to light one of these and throw it at my friend, and he's going to get a really big fright, and it's going to be hilarious. So my friend Georgie was sitting on the ground there. My friend who I was going to do it to was like sort of past her. Anyway, I lit the banger, and as I went to throw it, my friend went, no, and grabbed my hand. So it went out of my hand, but not as far as it should be, and landed very silently, still fusing, silently, right next to my friend Georgie and their huge Labrador that was lying there as well. And as I saw it happen, I honestly was like, this is not good. The thing went boof, blew up. The dog jumped in the air and started going nuts. And
Oh my God.
It was the worst. And then her parents came out and had to tell us off and all these different things. It was very embarrassing.
Was that recently?
It was about 10 years ago now. About 10 years ago.
God, do you remember when, like, 10 years, you think, God, 10 years seems like so long? But actually,
and now it doesn't seem that long at all.
It's not that long ago, 10 years.
No, this is what I was thinking. Like, 10 years now doesn't seem that long.
All the 18-year-olds are listening to us having this conversation. They're like, what? 10 years is most of my life.
It's more than half my life. For us, we're just like, what? Whatever. We're now 32, so we can sort of say this. But it's true. I remember my teacher was 27 years old, and I used to think, fuck, that's so old. I was like, God, he's so old.
And I know, 27.
27. And now people speak to me with this age, and they go, God, you're so young.
Yeah, I know. It just doesn't make any sense. Who's right?
That didn't make any sense, what you just said. You just were saying words. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's like you're at some sort of rally and didn't know what you were talking about. It's honestly, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Just shouting from the back. Not having any clue. What do you mean? Hey, listen, to all the Pride Partners, I just want to mention again that we apologize that we didn't have the Wim Hof on today. He's going to come back on, which is great. And obviously our usual Friday episodes with a guest we will have where someone joins us. But also I do want to remind everyone that it is Strictly Come Dancing this Saturday, isn't it, Francis? So if anyone wants to watch me and put out a vote, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
That would be... look, I've been telling everyone, I don't know if you noticed, but I've been telling everyone to go and vote for you.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
On what? On Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Okay. Thanks for
it. I'll do it on Instagram as well.
That means a lot, buddy.
But also, look, people are going to listen to this and then remember tomorrow to vote.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people didn't vote. We've got to get myself out of the
bottom
two. Wait,
how did you do in the last one?
That was the one I was in the bottom two.
But wait, you're in the dance-off again?
No, we haven't had this. This is this Saturday.
But what was last week?
That was when I went into the dance-off. Good that you're following it well.
What about the week before?
Can't be voted out that week. So,
okay. Yeah, so this is high stakes. What's your dance this time?
It is the Charleston. It's the Charleston.
Uh-huh.
All right, to all you private partners, thank you so much for tuning in once again. As always, if you want to follow our Instagram, we'd love that. Send us some messages, all those kind of things. And listen, we're going to see you next week for another bonus episode and a lovely interview with a lovely guest. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.